Hello, and welcome back to... What?
What are we gonna call?
I know, I was trying to be cool. Hello, everybody. I'm here with Valeria again. Say hi.
Hi!
And today, we are out and about. So this is another of our mobile podcasts. And this time, we're driving. And I'm just... We're doing this experiment of podcasting, trying to be productive while I'm driving Valeria around for Postmates.
Oh, you said my name so weird.
Valeria.
You said Valeria.
I'm sorry. I'm like in the English sort of mindset. Anyway, so what we were talking about today, I think you're going to be that one to hold this. So... We were talking about emotional intelligence, and that's the talk of today, and how emotional intelligence is so underrated, and I think it's something so important.
Also, I feel in today's, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like it's become a real thing.
Yeah.
Over the internet and stuff, to be saucy and spicy and... When I say that, I mean, there's a lot of videos of students in, like, their students in class being very rude to their teachers or...
their mentors.
Or things like that. I feel like it's become relatively popular to snap back.
Yeah.
And because it was seen, it's originally to defend yourself from... Like, girls clap back or things like
girls
that.
Girls what?
Clap back. Or, you know, just girls learning to speak up for themselves.
Which is important.
Yeah, it's important, but I feel a lot of it has been taken to the extreme and seen
that is true.
That you need to fight everybody. And...
And then you stop processing.
Yeah,
So here's the thing. Valeria and I were talking, and we have a similar process... on how to, when we're getting to that point, because here's a quick background about each of us in terms of managing our emotions. So when I was younger, and again, for anyone who's listening to this who knows me a bit more, I don't want to say intimately, but...
It is intimate.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
For your close friends who know you and your family members.
Exactly. I mean, I usually keep my cool. What happened?
This car behind us is so...
Should I just, like,
pull over? It's a private street. I don't know why he needs to drive 50 miles.
Yeah, you see, this is what happens when you podcast on the road. Podcasting in Beverly Hills, by the way, so that we feel fancy. But yeah, so I usually keep my kill... my kill. I keep my kill, and then I eat it. No, I keep my chill. It's not like... I usually... It takes a while for someone to really get me riled up. But the thing is...
Agreed.
And this is obviously... My tolerance has grown way more.
Yes.
Especially now. But before, I was... I'm one of those people who... takes a while to piss off. But when you piss me off, I'll explode. And that's not cool either.
No.
Because then you completely lose it.
Yes.
And you were telling me you're similar. But you had training.
Yeah, I'm... relatively similar, I agree. But I was born with a temper.
You were a problem child.
I wouldn't say a problem child. I was born with a temper. And so my mom, being the genius that she is, and also feeling horrible for everybody who had to listen to my screaming, she guided me and, took a few lessons, I guess, on being able to acknowledge when I started feeling upset. Because the thing is, for children, they can't use their words to express. They can use their words to express,
but they don't have a wide vocabulary.
Yeah, they don't have a wide vocabulary. And a lot of the times, as a child, you just get all these pent-up emotions, and so do adults. And you need to learn, whether you're an adult or a child, to sit and think about them and process them
before
you act upon them. But obviously, for a child who doesn't have the proper vocabulary or experience in life yet, it's really hard.
Yeah, and again, as we were saying, like, emotions are, it's something so fast. It's so primitive.
Yes. Yeah. So, and that's why I feel children are very quick to it as well, because it's
fresh. It's right there. Yeah. They're super emotional.
Pure nature, exactly.
We still haven't really worked the neocortex. We haven't worked that abstract thought side of
us.
But having said that, it feels almost as if nobody, the grand majority we let our emotions get the better of
us. Agreed. Very few, and I think it's, what is the word I'm looking for? Sorry. look at this house.
What word are you looking for?
I don't know. But basically, so as children, they need to, that's why adults need to teach children to express why they're angry rather than just yelling at them for yelling and crying.
Back. Yeah, because then...
Instead of saying, stop it, don't cry, you need to ask. And, you know, some people will be like, oh, this is like a babied mom, like, or babying your children, but you're trying to teach your child to cope with their emotions and to better handle it as an adult so that they don't harm anybody or anything when they get older. Yeah.
And that you said there, communication is such a key thing for humans. Like, communication, language, that's our first tool.
Yeah.
Oh, we are a...
Without it, how are
we...
Yeah.
Yeah, we are a social species. We are... Everything we have built upon being able to communicate ideas with each other. So, all we do is communication. Everything. What we're doing right now, technology is a big communication steroid. I do feel it's like a huge pillar, not only in fostering... relationships with significant others, but with everyone, even
friends,
strangers.
Yeah.
It's
important. Even strangers.
Yes,
definitely.
Because it's so easy, and you'll see that, and we all know, or we all are, mm-hmm. one of the people who might explode, you know, at the waiter, etc., and it's not necessarily their fault, or whatever, or even when it is someone who's being negligent of a certain conduct, or whatever.
Or trying
then,
to...
But doing it poorly.
Yes.
You should not... and it doesn't have to do with falling to their level, and it doesn't have to do with ego. It's more of having a happy world sort of thing at the end of the day, right? It's not like, oh, I'm better than you because I'm not pissed. No, if you're doing it because of that, then you're not really better
doing
at all.
It, yeah.
And it's not about being better. It's about communicating. You, at the end of the day...
Is this the right way?
No, I'm actually just driving around wherever my eyes are like, ooh, that's pretty. Yeah... The Postmates thing is not really happening
right
now.
It's because we're like, we need a feedback down there, but these houses are super fun.
This is cool. I mean, we can, you know.
Cool? No, yeah, it's fine. We'll get a call when we get a call.
And if we get a call, I think we're going to get more distracted with the podcast. Left or right? Right.
Right, okay.
Sorry.
That's not a
three
street.
It's not a three street, yeah.
And there's tennis courts over here.
Yeah, we like tennis.
Do we?
Yeah, now another
okay,
thing.
Back.
Looking at, and again, this is from personal experience, obviously, because that's the only place I can talk about.
Yeah.
but also I see it a lot in my friends and their relationships, etc. So many, and this is a subject for, why are you pointing at that man?
No, I'm not pointing at the man. I'm saying.
So this is something that, and we can get into later. We do want to make a podcast talking about at least our point of view of open quotation true love close quotation because it's such a misconstrued concept, right? But anyway,
and everybody has their own.
Humans are so complex, and we're in a construction site. Sorry, we have to talk continuously because we don't have the ability of editing.
Here.
Right now.
So you're going to listen to all this mumbo jumbo.
Yeah, you're here with us. This is part of the experience.
Very
of
personal.
Podcasts on the go. What's the acronym for that? Podcasts on the go. P-O-T-G.
On.
Podgo. Welcome to Podgo.
No, it's... Yeah,
it is. Podcasts on the go. Podgo. With your hosts, Valeria and Julian.
Sorry, yeah.
Anyway, we're back.
We're back. What are we back
We're
to?
Saying relationships.
Oh, yeah.
They go
emotional
south.
Intelligence.
Humans, and this is very, if you guys have seen the National Geographic channel program of brain games, there's even one where they're asking people, how long do you think a human couple stays together. Usually people think that that humans are, I don't know, like monogamous beings that have perfect, but no, actually studies show that it's really hard for humans to keep with the same, to stay with the same, what's it called?
Mate. Mate.
We
want to talk about like mate.
Exactly, for a long period of time. And I feel a lot is because there's, and again, this will be for another podcast, but this whole illusion and misconstruction of true love that has been popularized in books and movies, etc. So people completely forget that a relationship is work, and I'm saying this from experience, like, because I've forgotten that. It's work. You're dealing with someone else who you both have to share. No one belongs to anybody. It's not like, oh, you're mine. No. It's a mutual agreement, and there really needs to be a high level of understanding.
Yes.
And again, emotional intelligence is so underrated. It's like a word that's, or not a word, a concept that's thrown, you know, back there like, oh, yeah, emotional intelligence. But no, honestly,
I don't even think people
even consider it.
Yeah,
but
I really
don't.
But
being able to know how to process certain prompts, not get fired up right away, know how to express what you're feeling correctly, know how to listen more,
more
than anything.
Listen, yeah. I think that's what's super important is I feel even though when people are listening, they're not really, like, they maybe be quiet, but they are ready for when you stop talking. That's what it is.
That's a good point.
They're not really listening to the words, and I'm saying that's why it's really good to have a big vocabulary, because you can say words that mean
exactly
feelings and exact actions and things.
I mean,
things
it's hard
like
to
that.
Pin exact, but at least close to.
yeah.
Feeling,
it's a lot. You'll get a lot closer to expressing
the right emotion that you're going through.
Yes.
But yes, that what you were saying, listening. People who are listening right now to this. it's something, and again, this is something, unless you're a weird exception and you were born with a neurologic problem where you can't really process emotions and therefore don't really care and are probably not even listening. But for those of you who have relationships and are identifying, listening is so important, and it's so hard. And when we say listening, it's not like keep quiet and then go and rant.
Yeah.
It's actually, because a lot of, if you're quiet and you're just waiting for your turn to say whatever, then you're not listening.
Yeah.
Right? You need to be open to actually change your mind.
And that's the thing. I can tell when I am, because there's some people who, and it's a practice thing. You really, you do have to practice it. It's not just, oh, you're naturally a good... Well, maybe some people naturally are good listeners, but I feel...
Yeah. There are personality types,
sure. Definitely. But I feel like if you are... it's something you can definitely work on continuously and get better at. And because I can tell there's times when there's some people I know that when they talk, not to sound rude, and I'm not going to say who they are or anything, but just random... you could... I know I don't listen sometimes, and I will stop myself.
You like shut yourself off?
Yeah, or I can tell that I get, I guess, fired up or ready to respond really quickly, and I have to remind myself, just wait, listen to what they have to say, and on where, like, what their perspective is. You have to remind yourself, because you get so carried away and caught up in your own mind and your own thoughts.
If you want to get your point across, so here's the thing. Say you're in an argument, and someone's expressing what they feel. If you listen, and actually listen.
Yeah.
And even though you don't agree, but at least know what they are feeling.
Yeah.
Then you can use the vocabulary they're using. You can, so for example, someone's like, well, I'm angry because you came to pick me up late and I
missed the bus or something.
Missed the bus, yeah. So repeating that back is...
Miss my appointment.
Exactly. Very good observation. But, and this is something you see in neurolinguistic programming. That's a sub-branch of psychology, which is, let's say, kind of like practical psychology. It's conversational psychology. And, you know, body language, etc. And there's a few things here that I want to mention. One is... it's important. So let's say that's a problem. So right away, when you use that and you say, okay, sorry, so you're mad or you're feeling sad that I picked you up late and we're going to be late to the appointment. And automatically the person will be, yes, yes, that's, but then finally there's a door that's opening.
Yeah.
Even if you know, okay, say yes. you feel you weren't late because you told them beforehand, whatever, uh-huh. whatever it is, it's important to listen and even use your own words.
You validate how they are feeling and you're exactly. telling them that you understand why they are upset. It's exactly. Yeah, that immediately I feel helps open the door and talking about you what the actual problem is.
So again, something in neurolinguistics, it's very important to be flexible.
Yes.
Otherwise, there's not going to be any communication. Yeah. So
if you don't want to listen, if you don't want to know, or if you don't care and want to figure out why they are bothered,
step away.
Yeah, but yeah, just remove yourself then. Fine. Yeah. Don't let somebody scream at you trying to tell you how they feel and you're just sitting there as if you're a brick wall or something.
Exactly.
Yeah. Taking it. you could, but I don't feel like that's taking it because you're not taking it. You're closed off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. sorry, what were you going to say?
No, don't worry. I'm right now kind of focusing on driving.
Good.
Yeah. Hang on 2 seconds, guys.
Hey, that looks like Yuki.
It is. Yeah, it does. But I bet you he's smarter. We're talking about my dog. We just saw a dog. I have a West Highland Terrier. West Highland Terrier. And he's pretty dull.
Wow, look at those cars in that house.
Those are pretty cool. We shall describe them really fast. Parenthesis. So this is a white house.
Sorry, you're gonna explain the house or the cars?
Yes, the house. It's a white house. It looks.
It's Spanish style.
Spanish or
the tile, the burnt orange tile roofs with the very, they're very square windows, but
with the black fencing. And there's two cars outside. Both of them are really old. One is teal with white.
Have any of you guys seen Twilight? I'm sure you have. And if you have, if you remember Bella's car, one of them looks like that.
The orange truck.
Yeah,
right there.
And then the other one looks like a cool SUV, old school 90s. Ooh, it looks kind of like, if you guys have seen 10 Things I Hate About You, it looks like Patrick Verona's car, if you guys can remember what that looks like.
I can't remember, but good thing you do.
Thank you.
Anyway, so to wrap this up,
sort of.
Well, we're going, yeah.
Did we get anywhere?
Did we get anywhere? Did we get anywhere physically? No, we're parked in front of a house right now because I was getting too distracted driving and talking.
From point A to point B during the combo.
We still have. We're 18 minutes in. I think we could leave it at 20.
Tap of the time.
Sorry, that must sound disgusting. so that we don't go as long. We were talking about being flexible with different personality types.
Oh, yes.
And I think, again, so the whole thing about being flexible with personality types is, so this is another thing, we'll do another podcast on this, is about being empathic, and because we consider ourselves, we believe we're
painfully
we are painfully empathic. It's ridiculous. And if you think right now, oh, these guys, yeah, right, yeah, no,
like, I'm a little concerned about our survival.
It's ridiculous. we put our survival way before ours, but we're learning to cope with it. Anyway, that's not the point. What I'm trying to say is empathy, though, I think is super important, at that everybody has a bit of empathy.
Everybody should be able to put themselves in other people's shoes.
Exactly.
And it will make understanding easier, listening easier, acceptance easier, just so many things.
Now, and what I wanted to get to with this is, so we, this is something that conversing Valeria and myself as empaths, we both coincide in that we can relate and have a lot of friends and friendships that vary tremendously in personality types. We can meld with different peeps because of being flexible. And I just want to get out there that flexibility, I think, is important. It doesn't matter if you consider yourself a macho alpha or, you know, the cool girl or whatever. I think it's important that even if it's not your favorite type of person at a party or whatever, you
just be open into hearing what they have
exactly
to say here.
And now, before leaving, we just want to tell you guys kind of our process to calming ourselves down and trying to avoid unnecessary conflict. So again, it's not like a process we've written out, so this is something just
well, the process I learned that was written out.
Well, there she goes. She actually did learn it, but I feel that it's something
but
that
it's weird, I barely
up.
Remember learning it because it happened when I was so young, but it was a process that was repeated. I mean, I remember having people would say, oh, you want to punch a pillow. I remember that was one of the things, like, if you get aggressive or physical. Aggressive, sorry. I don't mean aggressive. Yeah, physical, because, you know, sometimes you get so upset or bothered. A lot of the times you need to release the energy.
Physically.
And, yeah. And whether it's, yeah, with noises, words, or, yeah, because, and that was the thing, is if you can't use your words, then it turns physical. And so for children, that's one of the reasons why
they get like that.
Yeah. But you just need to realize that, the first thing is you need to realize that you are being bothered. And to what degree.
Exactly. So here's the thing. A lot of people, and this, again, it has happened to me before, etc. It's kind of working a muscle. It's knowing how to identify that sting, right? When
somebody has said something you don't like, but instead of just
holding it in indeterminately until you explode.
Just have a moment and think, oh, they said that, but maybe they meant it this way. So let them continue.
So number one is remove yourself from the situation, right? So if you're at a bar or somewhere that isn't that easy, try to use calm words to be able to remove yourself from that situation. And I know it's not always the easiest, and sometimes people will try to storm out and make a scene. We're not talking about that. It doesn't... Removing yourself...
We're talking about detachment.
Yeah, but properly. Being able to, like, stop yourself. Like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I feel the emotion kicking in. So while you still have control, talk to whoever you're with, and in a respectful and calm way, as much as you can muster, just say, excuse, I need to step out for a bit, give me 2 seconds. Yeah. I just need to breathe, process it. So remove yourself from the situation, that's number one.
In a calm manner.
Then something that, at least I do afterwards is, a good remedy for high emotion is logic, right?
Yes.
So many times this logic really stepped in and, well, helped me with some...
And it's not making excuses for other... Like, if somebody else has bothered you, you're not looking for an excuse to let them continue bothering. It's not that.
It's not justifying...
It's not justifying... Yeah, you don't want to justify their behavior necessarily.
It's more so be able to analyze the situation.
Yes.
So you think... And it's important to... Again, you step aside and you think, why am I feeling this way? What happened? Mm-hmm. Why is this person doing this? Is it something I did?
Can I avoid feeling this way by expressing to them? Or is it better if I just remove myself entirely? Is it due to past stress from the week?
Exactly.
There's multiple reasons.
And then that will clear up. It's breathe, you separate, you think about it, you see it logically, and then it's way easier to take the next step. Because again, sometimes most people, I feel, when they think they're removing themselves from the situation or whatever, they're just thinking on how to be vengeful or how to get back at them or how to now I'm gonna act like this. So
that now I'm gonna treat them like this. So
that's poison for yourself.
Yeah,
and you are affecting, obviously, there's collateral damage, but it's mostly just poisoning yourself. Mm-hmm. So it's really important that if you are thinking and processing it, really see if you do feel different, if you feel more calm. Because acting with a grudge is no better. Like, that's just...
It just festers inside of you for longer, all the way till you get back home the next morning.
And it's just something that, at the end of the day, if you go to extremes, it'll be another scar added to your baggage.
Yep, and it'll cause resentment.
That was a weird metaphor, let me go back. It'll be another... underwear added to your baggage.
That is so
or maybe it's a thick leather jacket, so it's even worse. You don't want to add more things to your baggage, especially thick leather jackets. So anyway, we are out of time now, but I guess there were only two basic steps. We can probably flush it out in another episode,
yeah,
picking it up. But remove yourself from your situation. Listen. Remember to listen.
Yes.
And think things through with as cold a head as you can.
As calm?
Cold. Cold-headed? Level-headed? Cold. Sorry, that's a that's a Spanish thing. Cabeza fría.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of, like,
it's that. Yeah.
Okay. Con cabeza fría is kind of level-headed. But it translates directly to cold head.
English, that's why.
Anyway, I will be doing a lot of this, by the way.
I can't.
Anyway.
Okay.
So just to wrap it up.
Thanks for listening. I don't know.
Now, do you want to say anything else about the removing yourself or?
No, but I think it's a really good.
Keep in mind, topic. Emotional intelligence. It's underrated. Let's bring it back where it should be. Let's make a trend. Hashtag. Yes. Something witty, but for the meantime, it'll be a boring hashtag of emotional intelligence. Yay.
Yay.
Okay. Well, if you listened up to here, again, thank you very much. If you did, let us know and give us your email and address, and we can send some stickers your way.
Yeah, you deserve it.
Awesome. Well, bye-bye. Until next time. We're out.
Stop.
Bye-bye.